And here on KBRB, we are joined by the West Holt Huskies boys basketball coach, Peyton Williams. And Peyton, in his first year as head coach and replacing a long-term coach there, and Coach Todd Hale. Peyton, looks like with that, you are going to have a brand new team, basically filling a lot of spots from last year's team.
That's right, yep. We lost seven seniors from our team last year, and we've got eight freshmen on our roster this year who make up almost half of it. So we've got a lot of fresh guys on our team, and they're ready to step up and take new roles this year.
Well, you are a Atkinson West Holt native, played for Coach Todd Hale, and you kind of know what's happened in the past, and ready to accept the challenge for this year.
Yeah, I played 4 years for Todd Hale. I graduated back in 2018. I was part of a couple state tournament teams who made it down to Lincoln, and learned everything I know really about basketball from Todd. So he was a great coach. We're changing things up a little bit this year as far as our offensive scheme goes. So it's been a little bit of a struggle so far with a new team, just figuring out how to play together and figuring out a new style of offense. But they've been doing a good job of working hard and trying to come to practice focused and ready to learn, and I think they've been doing a good job with it.
Well, Peyton, as we take a look at this, we know you lost a lot off of last year's state qualifying team, height, shooting, a lot of things like that. So the West Holt Huskies are going to come out. I don't really want to say raw. You'll have a few guys returning, but let's just talk about this year's team, maybe some of those guys that are returning first, and then we'll get to the guys that you're expecting to see a lot of playing time out of.
Yeah, we definitely lost a lot of height from our team last year. We lost a lot of experience with five senior starters who had been playing for a long time together, and we're kind of resetting with a group this year who has minimal experience playing together as a team. But we do return some players who have had significant varsity playing time. Kellen Monasterio, he's a guard that we have. He played in, I think, every game last year. He's going to be one of our leaders this year. Along with him, we have Carson Winicky, who provides some size for us as a post. He's continued to grow just as Kellen has, and he's kind of taken another leadership role on our team. We do have some good size coming back. We have a 6'3 freshman, Grant Posnicker, who's a physical player, and he'll be a difference maker on our team. And we've got another guy coming off the bench, Andrew Gokey-Schulte, at 6'3", and they've all been doing a good job, and they're physical players. So we do have a little bit of height who is coming up behind those guys who left.
But a chance for you basically to put your own offense, your own defense in, and what your assistant coaches have seen out of these younger kids as they've grown up. And tell us a little bit about maybe what you think you want these kids to be like maybe after the first 6-7 games. And, you know, there's going to be some nerves with these youngsters.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's one thing that I've tried to preach to them is there really should be no pressure on us this year. We're a new team, and I want them to come to practice with an edge and work hard, but at the same time, take all the pressure off.
Well, with that, Coach, as we bring in a new season, a lot of other teams bringing in new players also. You're in one of those tough conferences as you're in that GNAC conference, and you got to take everything game by game. As we know, you'll be taking on Creighton and Laurel Concord Coolidge, and not to jump ahead, but a stiff conference that you find yourself in.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I really like about this group is we're going to take it game by game, and we're going to try to grow every day. And, yeah, we're in a tough conference. We added to our schedule. We added Bergen-Fremont this year as the reigning state champs from last year. So one of the things that I want this team to do is be ready to play anybody who shows up. And these guys love to compete. They compete every day in practice. Sometimes we've got to hold them back from getting too chippy. But I like the edge that they have. They're not scared of anybody, and they'll come ready to play anybody.
Coach, let's talk about it. We know it's kind of a fast-paced but long season. And what do you want out of these kids, and what do you think they're going to be thinking and expectations for these youngsters?
Yeah, I've talked to them about the growth that we need to have this year as a team. And as I said, we're putting in some new offensive stuff that they haven't experienced before, so it's a learning curve for all of them. I think that kind of sums up how I think our season will go. I've told them in practice, you know, it's going to look bad before it looks good. We're keeping the mindset that we're going to just try to get better every day that we come to work. As far as our confidence goes, I think this group is going to be a pretty confident group. We've talked about having realistic expectations, putting in the work that we need to become the team that we want to be to achieve success. And I think this group might have some struggles here at the start of the season, some growing pains. The biggest thing for us is we're going to have to learn how to play together as a team and grow chemistry on the court every day in practice and when we play in games. As long as we come with a positive attitude and we show up ready to work, I think that we'll make great leaps as the season goes on. I think we will look like a different team at the end of the season than we probably do these first couple showings.
Coach Peyton Williams, best of luck to you, your staff, and student-athletes as we kick off the season against Creighton and then at home on Saturday against Laurel Concord Coolidge.
Thank you very much, Cody.